بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on عمدة الأحكام, and we have reached the chapter on الأذان, and we discussed in the previous class the meaning of أذان linguistically, and that it means the إعلام pronunciation of something, about something, and informing about it. And in terms of the Sharia, it is the announcement concerning the commencement of time to do the Salah, done in a special way, done in a special way of remembrance. And it is from the meritorious matters of Islam and of its symbols, and that it was legislated in the first year from the first year of Hijrah, at the end of the 9 months after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam arrival to Medina. The first hadith, we discussed the rulings on it, etc., and so you can find them inshallah ta'ala on the site. Now we go to the first hadith under this chapter, the hadith of Anas bin Malik, hadith number 61, radiyallahu anhu. Anas bin Malik said, أمر بلال أن يشفع الأذان ويوتر الإقامة. Bilal was commanded to announce the Adhan in Shafa', in Shafa' way, meaning to make most of the Adhan repeating the statements in double. And ويوتر الإقامة, to make most of the إقامة announced in witr, meaning in singular, in the singular. This is the hadith. The narrator is Anas bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, and a biography of Anas bin Malik was mentioned in hadith number 11, which we discussed. Bilal, whose name came in the hadith, is Bilal ibn Rabah, the son of Rabah al-Habashi, the Abyssinian. He accepted Islam at an early stage, and he manifested his Islam and was tortured for that, to the extent that Umayyah bin Khalaf would throw him in the midst of heat in Mecca on his back and would put on his chest a rock, a great rock, to make him denounce Islam and to worship their false gods of Al-Lat and Al-Uzza, while he was saying through that Ahadun Ahad, meaning Ahad Ahad, Allah is one and unique, meaning worthy of worship, there is no worthy of worship except Allah. Until Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu passed by while they were torturing him, and so he bought him and freed him. And Umar radiyallahu anhu used to say, Sayyiduna a'taqa Sayyiduna, our leader, mean Abu Bakr, freed our leader, meaning Bilal. And Bilal migrated to Medina. Bilal migrated to Al-Medina, and he engaged in the Battle of Badr and other battles of the battles of Islam. And he was assigned for the proclamation of Adhan in the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alternating with Ibn Ummi Maktoum, except in Ramadan, where they used to pray or make the Adhan during the night, both of them, as we will discuss in the coming hadith. And after the death of the Prophet alayhi salatu was salam, he left the being in charge of the Adhan and left to Ash-Sham for jihad in Greater Syria, and he died in Greater Syria in the year 20 after Hijrah, alayhi rahmatullahi ta'ala, and may Allah's mercy be upon him and may Allah be pleased with him. The subject matter of this hadith is the manner of performing the adhan and the iqama, and who commanded Bilal? Bilal was commanded by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as in this hadith, to make most of his adhan in shafa, in double, repeating the statements in double form, and making the iqama, the call for the establishment of the salah, most of it in singles. The overall explanation of this hadith is that Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu tells us that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam commanded one of the muadhinin, Bilal bin Rabah, to make his adhan in double shafa, to repeat its statements, most of its statements, in double form. Why we say this? Because that is the case. Most of the adhan is in the double form, repeated, except La ilaha illallah, which is once, so that the adhan ends with tawheed in a single statement. As to the iqama, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded him to make it witr, single, not repeating most of its statements. Of course, there the takbir is repeated and qamat as-salah is repeated in pairs. So most of it is in single, but only for takbir and qad qamat as-salah within its pairs, as came in another hadith. That is because the adhan is intended for those that who are far away, so it is from the wisdom to repeat it, so that it is asserted that they hear it, not as it is the case with the iqama. Because the iqama is for those who are present, mostly, in principle. And what is the wisdom of the adhan? First, this is a manifestation of the one of the symbols of Islam. And second, it allows the knowledge of the place of salah. And thirdly, it is a call to establish the congregational prayer, to perform the salah in congregation as well. And fourthly, it is a manifestation of the statement of tawheed, that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah. And fifthly, it is the pronunciation or the announcement that the time of salah has commenced. These are some of the benefits of this hadith. And inshallah ta'ala, in the next hadith and those that come after, and the others that come after that, we will talk more about the adhan and the benefits of the adhan and rulings in the adhan as well. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This concludes the explanation of Hadith 61 from Umdat al-Ahkam.